Stakeholders in energy generation and management have been meeting officials of the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission in Accra on how to improve electricity supply and prevent blackouts, which come with high costs to consumers. The emergency meeting at the instance of the PURC is part of its mandate to ensure efficiency by utility service providers. The Public Affairs Manager, Nanaya Jantia, told Radio Ghana more about the meeting.
One of our mandates, our key core mandate, is to ensure the delivery of the highest quality of utility services. So we have the mandate, we regulate them, and we have the mandate to call them into a meeting to dialogue on issues concerning power generation transmission in the country.
Normally, when we experience this erratic power on and off syndrome, people's fridges and televisions get spoiled and they don't have anywhere to get it repaired. What avenues do we have that when things happen like this, we can take the system to ransom?
If you're a consumer and you lost your equipment or your fridge or your property because of an outage, when you come to the PURC, you will investigate to ascertain the reason why your equipment was lost. If it is found out that truly the equipment was lost because of an outage, then we would ensure that you are paid compensation that would enable you to get your property back.
Is it that easy to do?
Yes, it's easy. I have to do some investigations in collaboration with some technical people. We investigate the matter, get to the bottom of it. Then if it is really, really ascertained that yes, you lost the equipment because of power outage, the investigation is so because we want to erase the issue where people will just bring in old machines that have been gone off, not because of a power outage or it's spoiled for one reason or the other, and tell us that it was spoiled by an outage. But if it is really established that you lost an equipment or a property due to an outage, you will ask the utility service provider to pay compensation to the consumer.
Elsewhere in the world, people take service providers to ransom when they don't perform well. Is that part of the reason why you are calling them to order?
We are not calling them to order us in order. We are all sitting down as stakeholders to find out what the problem is, because for the first quarter of this year, this is about the second time that we have experienced a system collapse. And also, VRA is going through a load shedding process where there is a deficiency in generation. So we are going to sit down to talk to them. Our concern is that they are not in control of the flow of gas from the West Africa gas pipeline. But at least there should be a structure or there should be a timetable for the load shedding, because now it's become erratic. You are there and the light goes off. You cannot differentiate between load shedding and a fault. So if I know that between 6 to 10 o'clock I am going to go off, then I would know what to do as a consumer.
If you're talking about power deficiency or deficiency in generation of power, what are the causes? Is it only because of the unavailability of gas or what?
Yes, it's a fuel, the kind of raw material you use to generate. If there is a deficiency or a shortfall in that raw material, it being gas, hydro or LCO. Once there is a shortfall, then certainly you have a deficiency. Like it happened in 2007 when there was a problem with the hydro at Akosombo.
Nanaya Jangia is the Public Affairs Manager of the PURC.